Welcome, Pat, to Executive. Pat, do you have a morning ritual?
Well, generally, yes. Did you want a description of that?
Sure.
Well, get up and just get dressed, and then we take a bike ride in the morning and come back and make something to eat and have a little discussion over that, and then get to work.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Be persistent. Never quit. Just keep on keeping on. Even if you don't feel like it, even if things seem like they're going wrong, you know, trust the universe and keep on persisting.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Absolutely the same. I think on top of that, people are learning to love themselves, believe in themselves. If you don't get to know who you are, really the decisions you make aren't going to be based on the best values. So loving yourself allows you to love other people. The love itself is the basis of all good decisions.
Do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
Well, I'm still discovering myself, Sasha, so it's hard to say. They're probably still hidden. But I think most of my talent at this point and my age are on the table. But if they're hidden, I'm doing things to let them come out.
Wonderful. What is the most courageous thing that you've done in the past year?
Well, I don't consider that anything that I've done in the past year to be so courageous. I think a lot of the things I've done are creative and creative solutions, and I love that I've had the opportunity to do them. So I really tried to put the lockdown time of COVID to the highest and best use, and because of that, we're about to launch about 3 new products.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
That I eat nails in the morning.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Always listen to your heart.
Pat, do you have a favorite comfort food?
Yes, I do. It's popcorn.
What is one superpower that women have that men don't?
I think women over the course of centuries have developed a deep sense of intuition. And I believe now that between their very big hearts and a sisterhood that seems to be growing, that they're learning to trust that intuitive nature more and more. And it's not that men don't have it. I just think that women have spent more time developing it just in the course of the way life has been, the way they've been treated, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that it's a deep sense of intuition.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
When I was 25 years old, basically, I was fired from a job who told me I should just go look for another job instead of there. I had gone to a boss to ask to be given more authority so I could help bring in more business. And he said, well, your boss has been here longer. He has a family, so maybe you ought to go look for another job. So I did. And I decided that I would get further if I at least tried to go out on my own. So I made a decision to do that, and I've never gone back.
If you only had $10, what would you spend it on?
Probably food.
If you found out today was your last day on Earth, Pat, what would you do?
Well, I think everybody who's born comes with a knowledge that one day they're going to leave. So whether you know it, you know the day and the hour, or you don't know the day or the hour, it's good to be preparing for that all the time. If you really get to know yourself, really, really get to know yourself, that's, you also end up having experiences letting you know you're not the body anyway, so you're just going to move on to a new experience. I think it's a much saner way to live, and it's closer to the truth.
Speaking of getting to know oneself, what is one way people could better develop a relationship with themselves?
I think everybody in life progress to the next level in whatever it is, whether you want to be a swimmer in the Olympics, or whether you want to go in business and learn how to trade in a masterful way, or you're looking to learn about yourself, you need to go to a master. So I think it behooves everybody to look for a teacher that always tells the truth and that himself has gained a great deal of equanimity in whatever it is that they teach, and loves their ability to be of service to other people in that way, whether it's coaching someone in swimming or helping someone learn to how to begin a business or write a novel or learn about themselves. And there are these masters. You just need to look.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Well, I generally either read something that I feel is very uplifting, that reinforces what I've learned to be true about myself and about life, or I have certain programs that I watch that are actually on YouTube before I go to sleep that are very, very uplifting.
Are there any initiatives or social causes you support?
There are a gazillion, but one of the ones that I have wanted to do for such a long, long, long time in my life is to make a difference in education and to make a difference in prison reform. So I'm really focused on the prison reform initiative right now.
And Ms. Pat, what do you do and where can people contact you?
What I do is run a company that produces women's radio and also a tool for streaming called Audio Acrobat. We're getting ready also to launch a new service called Discover Wealth, which is designed to help people learn how to trade in the markets and to do this at a very beginning level. The next one is called Creatives Connect Live, and we're also going to move Women's Radio to a new site and add new services such as the podcast directory. And the way people can reach me best is through my direct email, which is womensradio@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on ExecuPeak.
Thank you.